Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go. Let's go. Firefighters. Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Chief Cody and Tim Collins, rookie firemen, in the cold glare of the floodlight at the rear of the burning tenement building, where an unconscious woman lies across the sill of a top-floor window. If she is to be saved, Tim Collins must move fast. And while he makes ready, here is a message you ought to hear. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the scene of the tenement fire where you remember Tim Collins and Chief Cody suspect that Dapper Joe Ferguson knows more than any honest man should know about the origin of the blaze. Just a moment ago, the firefighters learned that Mrs. Ferguson is trapped in the top floor of the tenement at the rear of the burning building, and Ferguson cries out,
Chief Cody, my wife, she's up there still. I thought she got out. I thought she got out safe like the rest.
Everybody else got out safe, Ferguson. Be strange if the only one we lost should
be... No, Chief. You gotta save me. You gotta... Look, I got money. I'll give you all I got.
We don't need your money for doing our duty, Ferguson.
No, take it, Chief. Take it. Look, it's the insurance policy.
Huh? Let me see that.
Sure. The insurance on my furniture. $500, Chief. As soon as I collect the money for what got burned up, you can have it.
Ready for the scaling ladder, Chief.
That's enough from you, Ferguson. I'll see you later.
No, listen. You gotta listen to me. I don't care what happens to anybody else. I don't care what
happens
to
you. That's enough, you. Now get back there and keep still.
Yes, sir. Yes, Chief. Yes, sir, I will.
Collins.
Ready, sir.
Send that woman down to us on the lifeline. There's not much time. Now, when it comes your turn to come down...
Stand by with the net, sir. That's all I ask.
All right, Tim. You have your scaling ladder. You know what to do.
Yes, sir.
Good luck, and up you go. You men without hose. There's a man going up. Wash down those buildings next door. But watch it. Man on the ladder.
And a good man, too, Chief. One of the best.
What's that?
I said one of the best, Chief. Look at him climb. Now, me, I don't like a scaling ladder.
You climbed on one often enough, Murphy.
Keep on going, Hooksy. Only two more floors. Oh, sure, Chief. Often enough. But what I like is a real ladder, not one of those poles with the rungs sticking out on each side like a fish pole with handles on it all the way along.
Watch him go. Straddle the windowsill. That's right. Pull up the pole.
Reach it up overhead. Clinch the hook over the windowsill above him, and up he goes like a monkey.
Murphy, we're out of our minds standing here like this.
Yes, sir. I'll go get the net for Hooksy. Hey, that Ferguson.
Huh? Where is he?
Slipped away whilst we were watching Hooksy Collins.
I'll get him when I want him. Call that rescue squad, Murphy. Bring the net.
Yes, sir.
Man, it's hot here. This place won't stand much longer. Floors are due to collapse. Now, straddle the sill. There. Pull up the ladder. Heavy. My arms are heavy. Run her up so the hook goes in the window above. Now, this is the risky one. She's lying half over the sill. Can I get the hook on the sill without hurting her? Careful now. Ease it down slow and up. No, she's moving. Mrs. Ferguson, can you hear me? Mrs. Ferguson, move to one side. Get off that sill. There goes the hook. And here goes Collins. There. Mrs. Ferguson, where are you? Oh, good grief. She wandered back into that smoke. I'll have to go in after her. Oh, it's all right, Mrs. Ferguson. This is the fire department. Now, look, I'm going to send you down to the men on the ground. I've got to put this rope around you. There. Now we snub the end around this iron bedstead here.
There. Ready below.
Let her come.
Now, Mrs. Ferguson, can you hear me?
Joe, isn't that... Don't you understand? It's just the gambling. Just the gambling makes him do terrible things.
Huh? Oh, look. Look, Mrs. Ferguson, try to understand what I'm saying. Can you hold the lifeline here with your hands?
Oh.
Oh, good grief. She's dropped off again. Well, never mind. Look, if you can hear me, Mrs. Ferguson, don't be afraid. I'm going to let you down like a dozen eggs in a basket. You won't feel a jar.
Hurry it up there!
Here she comes!
Chief, the net. We can't spread the net in that angle.
One thing at a time. Get that woman down safe.
First aid! Bring the stretcher!
Don't be frightened, Mrs. Ferguson. You're almost down to the ground. Ready with the blanket first aid. She got singed coming past those windows. The fire's working through to the rear.
Okay, Collins. Throw it away. Slack that rope. We got her now.
What's that she's saying?
Joe, you're not really bad. You just do such terrible things.
Something about Joe, Chief Cody.
Poor woman. That husband of hers will break her heart when she comes to. Turn her over to the first aid boys, Murphy. Yep.
All right, here's your package, first aid. Take her away.
Collins! Can you hear me?
Ready with the net!
Collins, we can't open the net in this angle. No room! No room!
Hey, Chief Cody, the stairs have collapsed. The floors are getting ready to go.
Collins can't get through to the front of the building where the ladders could reach him. We can't spread the net for him under that window because the other building backs up too close.
The lifeline, Chief. If he comes down in the lifeline.
Look at the flame through those windows below him. The woman just barely got past. He'd be burned to a crisp if he tried it now. Oh, if he could...
Up below!
Hey, look, Chief. He's reached his ladder straight across to the next window.
No, no, past it. He's hooked the sill on the corner window. Now, what in blazes?
He's going to swing! He's going to try to swing on the ladder. Chief, if he...
Rescue squad! Get that net spread right here. If the ladder swings him out far enough, we can push him.
Here I go!
He's swinging out, Chief. He's out of the angle. Watch your grip on that net. Here he comes. Go! Good man.
Murphy. Good. Murphy, get him out of this.
Come on, boy. Come on. You made it, Hooksy. You flew like a bird.
Searchlights. Kill that light. Pull out and fast. Hose company. This building is going to fall. Now give me water and close in when she falls.
Come on, Hooksy boy. Time to get out of here. Lean on me.
The woman. Lean on me. She's all right, Murphy? The flame from the windows. She's all right?
Sure, kid. She's fine. She's sleeping like she was in her own bed over at first aid.
All companies, pull back. You truckmen, save your ladders. Back. Back across the street. All commanders, pull back. Save your ladders.
Back. Get that ground back. She's going to fall.
Over here, Chief Cody. Here at first aid.
For Collins?
Yes, sir.
I was looking for you. Any damage?
No, sir. She collapsed into the street. Hose 209 knocked down the embers. Looked as if they'd spread into those little shops over there, but they...
Yes, I know. I've got eyes. The whole street is blocked with wreckage. But the boys will take care of that. I mean, any damage to you?
No, Chief. Only this.
Great blistering blazes. What's that? Mittens?
First aid wrapped up my hand, sir. Couple of scratches when I swung out on that ladder.
A couple of scratches. When I thought you were going to break your neck. Well, all's well that ends well, if it ends at all.
Yes, sir.
Now, where's that Ferguson? I want to put an end to him.
Murphy went scouting for him, Chief Cody. He'll bring him here, if he can find him.
Hey, Officer Martin. Tom, have you seen a short, wide little rascal with a... Well, what do you know?
Now, put him down.
And who are you? Them's my suitcases. I left them here. I ought to know.
Well, now, if that's the case, maybe you can identify them two bags. Maybe you can tell me what's in them.
Sure I can. This one, the heavy one, that's my tools for my trade. I'm a mechanic when I'm working. And this one here, this is my clothes, mine and my wife's.
Oh, now, if you're telling the truth, that's easy found out. Before I'm asking you to open them two bags, tell me another thing.
Listen, it's cold. It's late. It's almost morning. You're supposed to be here watching a fire line. Go watch it and lay off people that lost everything they own in the fire.
Lost everything they own, is it? Except maybe a couple of suitcases that just happened to be sitting behind a signboard across the street. Well, now, Chief Cody might be interested in a sad case like yours, mister. Murphy, will you look what I got here?
I've seen him before, Tom. And I've got a hunch Chief Cody does want to see him again. Bring him along, Officer Martin, and let him carry those bags along, too.
There isn't much doubt that Joe Ferguson is implicated in the case of the tenement fire from which 12 families were rescued in the nick of time. But to prove Ferguson guilty of setting the fire is the problem that confronts Chief Cody and Tim Collins, rookie firemen. Keep step with this important investigation in our next True to Life episode of The Firefighters. In just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own hometown. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's something else you want to hear. And now, Chief Cody, with a special assignment for all young firefighters. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody, and here is your special assignment. You are to examine your local newspaper for a report of fires for the last 24 hours. Read this report and note whether or not any false alarms have been pulled. Remember, a false alarm is a safety hazard, and to pull a false alarm is a disgraceful as well as a criminal act. So check up on the report of fire alarms in your community and do your part to keep that record clear of false alarms. That is all, firefighters. Goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll!
Let's go! Firefighters! Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.